Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily, and like my page, tweet with me, do all those fun things with me. So, God, I just feel like the holidays are all of a sudden like on top of us, like the Christmas lights everywhere and everyone's like, it's dark at night and everyone's kind of hunkering down, getting into relationships or dumping their people so they don't have to buy them Christmas gifts, one or the other. Because when the nights get dark, don't you think, Manus, it's kind of depressing and you just want to cuddle with someone?
Yeah, around the holidays, you always kind of want to have somebody with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I don't have anyone right now but my dog.
Just cuddle with around the fire and you got to open gifts and stuff.
No, nothing. I've got nothing.
And you're not going home, right?
I'm not going home. I know. What are you going to do over Christmas? Go to Vegas again?
I should visit some family because a lot of my family lives around here. I'll go say what's up.
I know, but you don't see your family enough.
I'll be like, hey, I'm here.
I know.
But I found out my mom, she didn't even ask me. She told me that she's coming here in February.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait to meet her. Can she come on the show?
Hell no.
Hell no. I want to meet your mom. I really want to meet your mom. I just need to ask her some things.
No way.
You got to ask my mom things.
My mom knows nothing about me.
I'm going to tell her every single friggin' thing she needs to know.
She's going to make me move to Spokane, Washington. Then.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be like, I think you got to have your handle on this, your little menace.
Then you'll have no one to run the buttons for you.
I need the button runner. I love how you run the buttons. It's so hot. Yeah. Today's show, we are talking about lots of things. We are talking about, we've got a contest going. We're going to pick three winners for the mask products. These are these little Listerine strips by Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E. It's called yourmask.com. And they're like a Listerine strip that you take before you perform oral sex on a man. If you don't like the taste of semen, they last for 15 minutes. So hopefully you do your job and he comes within 15 minutes. And you take these strips and they're amazing. So we're going to give away three goodie bags. You're going to get a t-shirt, multiple packages of the product, and some other goodies. So all we need is your t-shirt size and your best oral sex tip that you can send to feedback@sexwithemily.com. We've also got a new poll on the site. Is anal sex scary or sexy to you? A, scary, B, sexy. And also, the holidays are coming up. Everyone's shopping, shopping, shopping. I really beg you to go to adamandeve.com and buy all of your sexy gifts. We just talked about on a previous show games, how like games are a really sexy toy, like a sexy gift for someone. You can play these like sexy games. And it's kind of fun when you're sitting around. Maybe you're decorating the tree or just having a quiet night at home. You can be like, let's play a game. And the good thing about these sex games are that they bring up issues. issues that you could maybe not, might not normally bring up with your partner, but you could learn a lot about them. They ask certain questions, and they it's kind of like a truth or dare, or it's kind of like one of those 20 questions games where you just – but it's all around sex. You can find a lot of those on Adam and Eve. And also Jimmy Jane. Go to Jimmy Jane. Go to my website, sexdummy.com. You'll see the Jimmy Jane picks page. These are beautiful, amazing sex toys that you can buy for your partner for the holidays. It is the gift that keeps on giving, and it's a beautiful toy. It's not intimidating. You can use them during intercourse. Just go check out what's going on at Jimmy Jane, and you get $20 off if you order through my Emily Picks page. So please do that. And I'm here with Menace.
Hi.
As usual.
I was thinking of questions to ask you, holiday questions.
Oh, okay.
And what are you? What kind of gifts do you want to receive?
For the holidays? I don't usually get gifts for the holidays because my family doesn't celebrate it. But what would I want?
Or you're not dating
in a relationship. I would like to receive, you know, I'm not a big gift person. I mean, there's things I need. Like, I'd love to get the iPhone, you know.
Jimmy Choo's.
Jimmy Choo's are awesome.
No, Jimmy Choo's are out.
They're never out. They're beautiful.
It's all about that Christian.
Louboutin.
Louboutin. Yeah, those are awesome.
I know. I want a pair. They're like 7-inch heels and they're like $900. And
no,
I would,
like the plain ones are like $1,600. Like
the plain ones are like $750. I go visit them all the time at Barney's because I love
Barney's.
Them.
They love had, Barney's. When I was in Vegas, they had.
Oh, Vegas has them everywhere.
They had their own
store.
Store. So I was walking by and they actually, you know, me as a straight male, I can still
appreciate
like. Good looking clothes, and they had some pretty amazing shoes. And the ones that I saw were like $2,700.
Did you buy some for your chick?
No, no, of
Hell's
course
no.
not. Hell no. But the shoes, I saw the male line. The male line, not so
good,
not
right?
So
it's
good.
Funny when you say it, you always joke that Menace jokes that women want Gucci bags thrown at them and they'll be really happy. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, like, I've never had a guy buy me, not never. I did have a guy buy me like a Marc Jacobs purse once, which was really nice. But I would like some really nice shoes like that. Like, I just can't afford them. So that would be a nice gift.
Yeah. Well, all you foot fetish guys out there, save
send
your pennies.
Send me some Christian Louboutins. I'm a size 7. Send them to me ASAP. I'll give you the address and it'll be awesome. What kind of gifts do you want?
What kind of gifts do I want? Oh, my! I'm very expensive. The only thing, anything that I want is that costs a lot of money.
Like what? Name one thing.
Name one thing? I want a MacBook Pro.
Oh.
That's minimum $1,700.
It is?
Yeah.
Is that what I have?
Yes. MacBook Pro.
What do you have right now that you
have? I have a
MacBook
freaking
Pro?
Old MacBook.
Oh, okay.
And then because I always have this fight between my work. I'm trying to always get them to buy it for
right.
me, but they don't because they want me to go PC and I say fuck that.
Right, right.
I'm all
right.
about Mac.
PCs are a nightmare.
And then the only other thing I want is a Canon 7D, and that's like that runs you another $1,800.
Oh my god!
Those are the only things like
I
really
get you either one
those
of
are
those.
Things that I really need in my life. Everything else is just whatever.
Right, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about these girls that you're sleeping with? Would they
would they buy me those?
Would they buy
maybe
you anything
if they could afford it? Yeah.
What would be a sweet gift that a girl could get you that you'd appreciate if it, even if it doesn't involve like a USB cord?
A sweet gift that they
like
can
a nice
give me?
Like what would be like a good gift?
That would involve a USB cord. I don't know.
Free pizza for a month?
Yeah. I don't know. If they
pizza of the month club?
As long as it's not something stupid.
Right.
You know, I can appreciate it.
Okay.
I think it's like some
alcohol. Nice bottle of tequila.
Love alcohol. Oh, yeah. If they got me like really nice top of line tequila.
What's your favorite kind again?
My favorite kind, there's a lot that I like.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I love Patron. They have like these really nice bottled, like the top of line edition, like
right.
the special edition Patron. That's really good, silver. And then they have these tequila guns. They're only $50.
A tequila gun where you shoot tequila?
It's a gun. It's a glass gun. And then inside is tequila.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got to think about what I would want, but I don't really think I have any gifts coming because my family doesn't celebrate it. I don't really
yeah.
get gifts. But I'm fine. My life, just living every day is a gift.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is a gift, this gift of health.
And fellas, try to date women that have birthdays near Christmas because then you can just knock out
kill
both.
Two birds,
yeah.
one stone. Exactly.
Done.
You're like, here's something really, really nice. Yeah, that's
just
a good
one.
Point.
Do you ask a girl like when her birthday is? And if it's right near Christmas, then that's just a bonus.
I thought that would always be a buzzkill to be one of those girls who had, or one of those people who had, your holiday, your Christmas, your birthday, your holidays, because then you get, it just you outshined. Get screwed.
Yeah, outshined. Yeah,
mine's in June, by the way, if you wanted to.
I'm barely on the edge. Mine's October 28th.
Yeah, no, you're perfect. You're
right
not,
by
you're not,
Halloween. You're not. But okay. I don't get outshined by Halloween.
Okay, that's good. Oh, right, you are near Halloween, but that's and I missed it this year. Really sorry. And then did I already say that Jimmy Jane, if you go to my Picks page, you get $25 off purchases over $100. And a lot of their gifts are over $100, but they are amazing, beautiful sex – the most beautiful sex toys out there for the holidays.
They are.
They are. They truly, truly are. So today's show, we're going to read some emails, and then we're going to get into some of the health benefits of sex.
No, we're not. We're scratching all that, remember?
Oh, what are we doing? Oh, Kelsey.
Yeah, because we were about to go into what we're going to talk about. And then Kelsey, for some reason, starts rambling about how she has a boyfriend and she's in love. And I go, fine, we're going to talk about that instead of what we're going to talk about on the show today.
Oh, I didn't realize we were usurping that.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, Kelsey, get your ass up here.
Get up here.
Kelsey, you can see her on camera.
She's on love and stuff.
A lot of you. She didn't say love.
She's like, oh my God, I go down on my man every single day.
Okay, let's get us on camera here. Move this back. So if you're watching the show, as you know, we are on camera every single day. You can watch. We've got a webcam. This is Kelsey, my wonderful assistant.
Hello.
Oh, I love her. And, okay, tell us about what's going on with your new boyfriend.
You said his band juice tastes like strawberries.
She
like,
didn't.
That's how much you're
it
in love.
It doesn't taste terrible, though.
It doesn't taste terrible, so you don't need the mask.
I don't believe in the mask, but I'm all for, like, things taste how they do. We might as well embrace it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
So I'm not into, like,
anyways,
sushi or anything. Okay.
You're in love. How this all go down? Because I didn't even realize you had – you're in a relationship or whatever.
I am in a relationship, even though I was very dedicated to being single for all this time.
Yeah, you were.
I told Emily that I would always be single.
And Emily's disappointed.
I'm disappointed because I wanted to go whore around and tell us those stories. But she's now got a boyfriend.
Well, you met him, though. You
so
like
boring.
Him.
He's very cute. He's sweet.
So boring.
He's a ginger, so.
Wow.
Yep.
Ginger guys, it's hard for ginger guys out there sometimes.
No, but he's adorable.
Not him,
but
though.
That was the first thing I said. I'm like, he's adorable.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let's rewind.
Okay.
How did you meet this guy?
He actually is my friend's friend, and when I first met him, I hated him. I thought he was an asshole.
Because he's a redhead.
Because he was an asshole.
He's a ginger.
And yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, but that's what guys do. They play that game of being an asshole. To get you to like
them. No, it didn't work at all. I said,
oh, it didn't work at all, and you guys are together.
At first it didn't work.
Whatever.
It took about 7 months to work.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good game.
So what worked? What was the final thing that got you
wait. So you met your friends real quick. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
I want to slow it down. I just want to break down every detail.
Okay. Yeah.
So what was that point where you started talking in a nice way to them?
I don't know. We would usually drink together,
and I actually
set him up with my best friend.
Gateway, right there.
And so my best friend has slept with him.
Oh, wow. Now it's getting interesting, everybody.
And she gave him a very good review. So.
Oh, and then you're like,
She had multiple orgasms, and I was like, oh, really? I never thought about him in
that
way.
See, you women are, like, super cool with that kind of stuff. Like, seriously? No, just, like, hooking up with each other.
No, I think guys are much more.
BFFs. No. Guys put on the front like they don't care, but actually women, and I have to give it to women. Women honestly do not care. They'll joke around about it. They'll talk about it, all that stuff. They're like totally cool with it. Guys put on a front that they're cool with it, but they're not cool with it. To be honest, and then there's a point that I give for women that they can actually do that.
I don't know. I think some men are cool. Some men are cool.
Some guys, but guys that actually have feelings for a woman that they really love, like guys can, they can bang like the same chick that they think is a whore. But if a guy is really in love with a chick and they find out that one of their friends slept with them, then that's really hard for them to deal with.
Yeah. Okay.
It is.
I think it's hard for women too, but.
All right.
Not for
to go back to it. So anyway, so you hooked her up.
Yeah. And they hooked up a couple times.
Yeah. And they were just banging.
Yeah, they were banging, and
what happened?
He was getting a little weird. He just went through a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He got a little weird with her, and she dumped him.
Okay.
Which was fine. And
then you're just there, just the...
No, not even. And then he tried to make out with me at a bar, and mm-hmm. I rejected him, and that was so much fun. Because I was like, you think you can get with anyone? Mm-hmm. Like,
right. But then he did.
Yeah.
Eventually.
No, okay. So then he rejected him.
And then what happened? We were hanging out, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and we were playing Super Smash Brothers.
So why are you guys hanging out, even though this is...
Because we have friends in common. So.
Okay. But you didn't have, like, any ill will toward him because, one, your friend broke up with your best friend, you say, like, dumped him. Then he tried to make out with you when he was banging your best friend.
No, he wasn't banging her anymore. But he banged
your best friend, and then he tried to make out with you. Like, that doesn't seem like a classy guy.
I mean,
I'm not talking bad about him now. We're going to get into that. But tell me what kind of game did this guy spit for you to change your mind?
Yeah, I wasn't into that at that point because I feel like he thought mm-hmm. he was, like, rejected. And I was like, are you just trying to, like, you know, look mm-hmm. around the room and figure out some other way to, like, get laid tonight?
Yeah.
So I rejected him then. But
then you're playing Super Mario Smash Brothers and you're drunk, right? You're drinking.
Buzzed.
Yes. See, Emily?
Guys, I don't like this alcohol thing that you perpetuate on the Sex
Family
Show.
I don't, but I'm just saying.
Everybody needs to be effed up to have sex.
No, we're not. We were only buzzed. So.
Okay. So you're only buzzed, and then what? Then he started making out, right?
Yeah, and I was like, there are people in the room. And then he was like, well, he decided that he needed to spend the night at the apartment.
Oh,
of course he did. Yeah. I might have to spend the night here. Yeah. Lost my car keys.
Yeah.
So then we were both like, oh, we're both spending the night in the same room, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then what? Did you sleep with him?
Something weird happened.
Oh, really?
I shouldn't be saying these
things. It's okay. We won't tell him.
So he was actually really drunk. And
he couldn't get it up?
No, he was fine there. He threw up on himself.
Oh, that's sexy. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he passed out a little bit. But
so he threw up on your bed?
No, my friend's sleeping bag, her like $300 REI sleeping bag.
Okay. Wait, so he threw up.
Yeah.
He threw up, and then he passed out. But you still slept with them that night.
And it was really funny, though. Actually,
see? Yes or no?
Kind of. I didn't kiss him after he threw up on himself.
Wait, did you sleep with him before
Menace
you slept
always
up?
throws up on girls. That's his. No, that's Menace's foreplay.
I was really concerned. Okay. And actually, this is how I knew I liked him.
This guy has to have super game because if he throws up and after he throws up,
he brushed his teeth.
Then you sleep with him?
Of course.
Must have been really drunk. This was at like 5 a.m.
We ended up talking all night and, you know, I knew that I liked him when he like was super embarrassed that he threw up on his own head while I was giving him head. And
you were giving him head and he threw up?
Head and he threw up on you?
On his own head. It's a funny joke we have. Okay. But no, wow. On his own head.
Yeah.
But it was actually really funny in retrospect. We loved telling that story.
You're hiding so much stuff. Just come on. You're basically telling me everything right now. Okay. So wait. So you didn't have sex with him. You just went down on him?
Or you had sex? After that. That was like the foreplay, whatever.
Okay.
He was really upset. And I was like, you know what, Dylan? Oh, shit. Well, anyway. I was like, I don't care at all that you threw up on yourself. And I was like, what? I totally care.
Yeah.
But I was like,
I'm so buzzed right
now. I was like, in the long run, this doesn't matter. And he was like, thanks.
And now can I stick my wiener inside you?
But yeah, that happened later. But it was the next
day. What time?
Oh,
the next day.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. Oh, that must have been terrible sex at 6 a.m.
No, man, it's 6 a.m.
It was all night and he's throwing up? I can't imagine how great it could have been.
I love staying up all night like that, though.
Okay,
it's fun.
All right, tell me about the sex. So what happened?
Yeah, I guess he mostly just went down on me a lot. And, like,
oh, that's awesome.
After he threw up?
He brushed his teeth in the
bathroom. Brushed his teeth, Menace. Like, you've never thrown up. Oh, you don't go down on women, but you've never thrown up and made out with
women. I would be afraid of puke chunks being in your vagina. That's all.
No. That's disgusting. I didn't want to think about that.
He was really, really giving, and he was like, you know, my ultimate goal in sex is to, like, pleasure women, and if I can't get someone off, I'm, like, upset about it. And most of the guys I've been with are, like, they don't feel that way. They go down on you for like 2 seconds.
Right.
And like for me, that's the only way I get off. So
yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. A lot of women need more oral tension.
So, okay. This was an amazing night, it sounded like.
It was all right.
Sounds like you
and
found
now how long
love,
have you been together?
Found it, you love your life. Hold on. We haven't moved to the part of after that. How long was the courtship?
Okay.
How long was the courtship like after this amazing drunken Mario Kart Smash Brothers puking vagina night? Did it take before you declared your love for each other? Did you want a couple dates?
It was actually, yeah, we don't really go on dates.
Oh.
It's your generation.
We watch movies and have sex.
Okay.
That's fun. I used to
be
that.
We both like movies. And
so wait, hold on. Now it's coming clear to me. You say you don't go on dates. Have you made an announcement that you're boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yes.
You have. It's
people know about
it. Is it Facebook official?
It is not Facebook official.
Don't do that.
Because
it's not.
If we break up, I don't want to deal with that shit.
Oh.
And the last time I changed my Facebook status, everybody was like, what? You? No.
Yeah, Kelsey
so
can't
ridiculous.
Be a boyfriend. Yeah, don't do it, Kelsey. Don't do the Facebook status.
Don't listen to her.
Listen
She's
to me
a
more
devil
than anybody.
When it comes to that.
No, I mean,
don't.
Kelsey
do
listens
it.
To me.
No.
You gonna listen to me or Miss?
It doesn't say I'm single, so I'm not changing.
That was just blank.
Mine's blank.
I do not think that a relationship needs to be expressed through social media.
Exactly.
Like,
whatever.
She's my protege.
Whatever. You guys are the devil. If you love somebody, you're with them. You wouldn't be afraid to tell people. Oh my God, I have a boyfriend. World will end.
All of our friends know.
The
about
sky
it.
Will be completely become fire.
There's no like, reason to do it.
And it's only been like a month and some time. So.
Yeah, that's way too soon for Facebook status updates.
A month?
If
with a girlfriend, if I'm with a girlfriend for a month, then I'm going to change my status that I have a girlfriend.
Ugh. God.
What?
This is so annoying. Like, why does everyone need to know, oh, I've been banging her for a month and now we're
No one
Facebook-
needs to visit my Facebook and know. I don't
I'm going to defriend you because I don't give a shit. I don't want to know.
Then that's fine. That's
Just
you.
Just kidding. I know. But you do it after a month. That's nice. I'm never with anybody for a month.
See, that's why we shouldn't be listening to you when it becomes a... I am the director of social media for a major company.
Yeah.
You should listen to me. When
I listen to you,
media.
But I don't think that the right thing to do is to do the Facebook status boyfriend thing.
Yeah, and okay, then minutes after you break up, you have to like change your status, and then everyone's like, "Oh my God!"
Yeah,
it's
and
good,
everyone...
but that's a good announcement to let everybody know that you know
again.
You're back on the market.
Yeah, but then if you're always getting together and breaking up, then everyone knows that. But I don't want people to know my biz.
Okay, then that's fine. That's you.
Are you reading Kelsey a card?
Okay, Kelsey, let's read you a card. So we have these cards. The cards are from.
They're from Adam and Eve. You can get you can't get this game, but it's called Intimate for Play. And we were just talking about on our last show about sex games that you can buy for the holidays. And they ask you questions. So things you might want to find out about your partner that you on your own are afraid to ask. Play one of these fun sex games that are exploratory and you can learn stuff about each other. So we're going to ask Kelsey a question from this.
Here's a question.
All right.
It's under the category of erotic. All right. What have you not done sexually that would you like that you would like to try? Sorry, it's hard for me to think
that. I would probably a threesome.
A threesome?
Threesome.
Now, see, what's pretty awesome about your situation is your best friend already slept with her.
We
talked
about this, and we actually all recently slept in the same bed together.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow, dude. No threesome.
Dude,
though?
This guy is getting hooked up.
No, I've
This
refused.
Is awesome.
Actually, I told like If he,
you guys can have an interesting
relationship.
The biggest
mistake he could make would be sleeping with my best friend.
So again. You guys all hang out together?
Yeah,
now.
We're all friends.
But didn't he make out
so
with
weird.
Her?
That was someone else.
He made out with one of her friends recently.
It was
really?
Apparently I told him to do it. I don't know.
It's not Facebook exclusive. That's why.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Facebook does not make exclusivity.
You told
even if
him.
You write it down, it's not exclusive.
See, since you work for the Wacky Sex Show, he thinks that it's open to do whatever you want. It's a free for all. You need to lay some laws down, my friend. Seriously,
I think we have some laws. I dumped him on the spot. So, but
when
then
you kissed your friend.
Yeah, but then we got back together.
That's awesome.
Five seconds later.
Wow. Okay, let's try another one. Erotic, okay? Describe the feelings you have when you orgasm with a ginger.
Ginger orgasms are actually better than other orgasms, I okay. found.
Describe the feeling
why?
You have.
Well, first of all, why? Why is it so good with him?
Because he, like, I don't know, he's super good at going down on me. And
that's
awesome.
Good. A lot of women can only orgasm through oral sex. So how much time does he do go down on you?
As long as it takes for me to orgasm.
So could it be half hour?
Half hour. Well, the thing is, we both take a long time. We 69 a lot, actually.
Oh, you like 69.
I didn't before, but now it seems to be the thing to do.
Yep.
Wow. Because what's this guy's background? Where's he from?
He's from Albany.
Albany, New York?
North of Berkeley.
North of Berkeley. Oh, see, that's some hick town that I wouldn't know in the Bay Area.
It's
not a hick town. It's like Berkeley.
Maryland.
You know what I'm talking about.
I never answered the orgasm question.
Yeah,
go for it. I'm going to look for another thing. Go for it.
Yeah, okay.
Chill.
Well,
we're just all friends here just talking.
Yeah, describing an orgasm is really hard, but I don't know. And it's just like, I don't know. I usually have the Hitachi magic wand do my work for me, but it's just really fucking good. Like,
do you use the Hitachi with him?
No. I did it like in front of him once, but then I was like bored of it. Right. I don't even use it anymore. This is what I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
This is – I used to be like in a relationship with my vibrator.
Wow. Right. And then the ginger magic.
Yeah.
The ginger magic stick.
Yeah.
Is Hitachi meds.
It's I don't know. It's just amazing. And it feels great. And like when you're about to get there and I don't know. It's more fun having someone's like – tongue on your vagina when you're coming versus like
versus
else.
A vibrator. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
All right, let me ask you another question. Tell me one way you would show a guy that you loved him, other than sex.
Other than like
cleaning up his barf from your friends.
Oh, I never did that though.
Oh, you didn't clean it up. Okay.
Then you really don't love him.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't have to be him. It just be in general, like something that you would do. Maybe in the future.
Oh, well, on Saturday, I stayed up until 6 a.m. while he was throwing up.
Again throwing up?
We have a we puke a lot.
This guy sounds like a party animal.
Oh, my God.
I want to hang out with this guy.
We both had like the stomach flu or something.
Have I met this guy?
No.
He was at the book party. I don't know.
Let me see. Okay, fine. My phone keeps on going off. Sorry, guys. It's a busy week for me.
Yeah, it's busy time. Well, we can wrap up in a second,
Yeah. Hold on. What is sentimental to you? What's something sweet that a guy can that a guy does for you? That you're like, oh, that makes me really want to go down on him right now.
Oh, yeah. Go down on me. Wait, this is like non-sexual?
Non-sexual.
Stuff?
No, like what's a sweet sentimental thing?
Yeah, what's something that a guy can do for you?
God, it's so maybe actually, you know what? I would like to go on an actual date.
Have you guys ever gone on a date yet?
No.
No.
And,
see?
Like, as much as I'm against, like, I think it's so boring that all people do is like, oh, we have this
dinner
and then we're
going
to go to this movie and then we're going to have missionary sex, whatever. But I'd like to go out to like a nice dinner with like a bottle of wine, like
that's so fun.
Something, because you know I'm all for $2 chuck and I drink that all the time, but it'd be nice to have like an adult date.
Yeah. Do you think he could do that?
I just don't think.
You don't think it's
see?
In his
you know
DNA?
What? And it's funny that you say that because I was sleeping with somebody and I had amazing sex with them, but we never went on dates ever.
Yeah.
Ever like. We met through mutual friends, and so we would just hang out at my house and just bang and watch TV and drink, you know?
It's fun.
And it's fun, but then she started bringing it up how she would, you know, want to go out on a date. And I go, oh, yeah, we'll go out. And then we never went out, and then she stopped hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Because I never took her out on a date.
Why didn't you ever take her out? Was she not cute?
No, she was cool.
So why didn't you ever take her out?
No, she was really good looking.
You got busy with work.
I was busy with work. I never could make time to go on a date with her. And I probably could continue great sex if I did take her out on a date.
It's nice for guys to every once in a while, or women, to go out on a date and get out of your routine.
And I did learn my lesson with that. That's something that I should do.
Especially because she told you what she wanted.
Yeah.
She was like, listen, Menace.
I want you to take
me sucking your penis. Take me to dinner. Make a reservation. Order a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
No,
just
it's good.
Just throw them a free meal
it's
once
just,
in a while.
You know,
fellas,
the bottom line
it.
Here is it's good to mix it up. It's just good to mix things up. Like yeah. sometimes you sit home, watch movies. Sometimes you go to date. I want that for you.
Yeah, no, and I mean, it's great. And he was like, one of the best part about our relationship is that we don't need to do what other people need to do. Like,
right.
we're mm-hmm. perfectly happy just, you know.
Hanging out.
And I love that too, but like.
Just like once in
yeah,
a great while.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you can nothing do wrong something. With that. Walk down the street.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, cool. Thanks, Kelsey. This is my assistant, Kelsey, sharing all about her romantic exploits.
And it's hilarious. I loved it.
I loved it, too. Okay.
Cool. Is that well, it? We're done?
Yeah, we're done with the show. This is just a little special yeah. show for you all. Thanks, Kelsey. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. Same with Menace. You can find him, White Menace. And thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.